needed.
Ah, right. Okay then. Here we are. It must be Friday because I'm looking at my studio here and it says today's guest is psychic medium Chris Garcia. And Chris joined us on Fridays. In case you've never tuned in before, Chris is our Friday guest on Psychic Choice Radio. So there you go. Okay. Underneath today's guest is an email there where you can contact Chris. There's a phone number that you can use after the show, please. Don't try and use it during the show. It won't work. It will work, but it won't be answered. Okay. Underneath that there is the donate button, as usual. That is there for a purpose. It's called a support button also. And it helps to keep the shows running. There you go. That's that one out of the way. An email address, a new one. Just click on it. It will go to your email client. Open it. Copy, paste it if you haven't got an email client on your computer. And you can usually do that from your Google account, whatever. Right at the bottom of the page, there is Ken's group page. Now, that's a Facebook page there, where you can sort see the upcoming shows and find out who's coming next and so on and so forth. All right, then. So we're going to get on with it. Chris is in the studio already. We have four lovely people for the start of our evening. And we're going to say hello to Chris.
Hello. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Chris. Had a good week?
I'm doing a pretty good week because it's my week. As a matter of fact, my birthday is Sunday, but I'm going to be doing some stuff probably tomorrow and then Sunday, but my birthday is actually Sunday, so it's my weekend, so I'm actually looking forward to it.
Wonderful. There you go then. Right. So we're going to open the lines then. Chris is here with us for the next 2 hours, and we have Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, how can I help you?
I'd like a message from anyone in spirit, or I could give you a name if that's better.
Okay, hold on. Let's see what we got for you. Let me see. Okay, first of all, they're telling me for you to live your joy.
Okay.
Don't let people take your joy away from you. And I'm being told that the guides are actually even helping you, you know, to live the joy and just make the best of life of what you have of it, and appreciate what is given to you, you know, because it can be taken away in a matter of moments, you know, due to everything that's going on. So just enjoy life to the fullest and enjoy the best that you have and be appreciative of everything that you're given, okay? Second one, I was told to tell you that there's a miracle prayer that you've been doing. They've been listening to you. They've heard you. So they're working on the prayer as we speak. So I want to say prayers of loved ones to come to you, because I feel like you feel kind of the only thing that I'm being told is like out of place, I guess. You can kind of say like you're just feeling like you're just not knowing what direction The only one that is coming through right now is, hold on. Okay, I'm getting a grandmother. I'm not going to get in a grandpa, too, by the way. So there's two of them that are telling me to tell you, like, just keep yourself motivated and the energy. And they're there to guide you in the decision of what you're needing to do at this point in time. And they're also telling me to tell you that the guides are saying to open your heart and remove any barriers around it. So anything that you had, any issues with siblings or family members, it's time for you to remove that. And then they're telling me to shine your light because you're here to share your gifts with others. Okay? That's what I'm being told. It's for you to share your gifts with the world, because I just feel that you have this kind of intuitive around you. I feel it very strongly that you are very intuitive. It's like you just gotta just follow what you know, you just gotta believe in yourself, basically. And then this is kind of interesting. With the totem animals, you do have the crow around you.
Oh.
And it has to do with the word law. So there must be legal issues, also a law of attraction. So what you give out is what you're going to get back. So if you give positive, you will get, you know, good things coming to you. You actually also have the, can you pronounce the word? You actually have the jaguar. You also have the jaguar around you.
I love jaguar. Yeah.
So that's what I'm being told, that you have the jaguar around you.
That's,
and it's there
powerful.
To give you, yeah. So it's a powerful totem. Okay. So it's actually giving you integrate and perception.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
And it's you have a human potential. So you just need to just follow what you do. And then with the crow, I was told to tell you that, I don't know why, but I kind of get like some legal things, but I do feel that you can overcome them, issues of, it's kind of weird. I don't even know why I heard that. I heard like something about the will or will be done. So that's what I'm feeling. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it is. It's a family will. It's an issue. It's almost finished, but it's more of a past issue, I believe, will be resolved.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do feel that you just got to just find it in within a piece that there's not, do what you cannot control, just to let go of it. I was told for you to let go of it. So I do feel that even though it is a past issue, but there will be some other issues. It's just an issue of just knowing what you can do and having the potential to do it, because that's what I was told. So you need to shine your light, speak your truth, and just get the word across. You do have your grandmother and you do have your grandfather. They're very, what I heard, determined and willing to help you. But you got to help yourself, too, at the same time. They can't do everything for you. They can give you that push of support, because I just feel like you do need that support. But you feel like, for some reason, you're not getting the support from the people that you, I guess, thought were your friends or people that you thought you could depend on. So you're surrounded by people that are not really supportive. So
other family I was surprised of what other family members did.
So is that what you're going through, everything that I'm saying right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But
it's
birthday time. It's at the same time, it's a family birthday today. And I'm going to take the high road. I'm not going to I'm saying happy birthday and here's a birthday gift. You know, I'm not going to continue any bad feelings. I don't want to continue that.
Yeah, and that makes sense. So, but I just told just to don't let any bad feelings get the best of you, and you be the smarter person.
Yeah.
You keep your head up high, and you just being there will show them that they're not getting to you, because I feel like they're trying, but it's not working for them. So just keep your positive vibration.
Right.
I see good things coming for you. And whoever you want to do a celebration for, I just want to say if it's your birthday or whoever, just want to say happy birthday and hope everything you wish comes true.
Oh, thank you.
As a matter
yeah,
of fact,
a
my
of...
birthday's coming up. My birthday's Sunday, too, so I'm a Virgo.
Wow.
So that takes,
yeah.
So that makes
for
you
sure.
A Virgo, too, correct?
Yeah.
So, but I just hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and hopefully everything I said resonates. But like I said, just don't give up, because you do have the crow protective of you, and then you have the jaguar around you right now. And those are your spirit animals right now that are around you. So just be careful what you attract, because the law card with the crow, you are attracting some things. But
got it.
If it's negative, just reflect back on and send it out. If it's something that doesn't help you, to send it back out.
I haven't slept. Like last weekend, I didn't sleep for like 4 days. And I know my grandfather, I don't know how to, if they could help me differently than waking me up every night. I don't know what to do to get a good night's sleep.
Wow. Well, you know what you can probably do? What you can probably do is do like a salt bath and see if that helps you. Yeah, that's what I would say to recommend it, to do a salt bath. And do maybe put some lavender in it if you have a tub, and just have candles around you, and to clear the energy. And it should help you sleep.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, thank you. That was a beautiful message.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kathleen. Okay. All righty. Let's see. Where are we? Queen.
Well, hi.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi. I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually loving the energy. The energy is just amazing tonight. It's always good. I just love the energy, because I can feel the energy from people that I guess can appreciate me, because it's my weekend. So I know I'm going to be busy tomorrow and then Sunday. Labor Day was pretty good, but other than that, it's been pretty good for me. So. But besides that, what I was going to tell you, Queen, is they're telling me to tell you the leap of faith and your angels. And they're telling me to tell you that they're telling me to tell you that you're doing the right step of taking the leap of faith. You are eating healthy and making healthier choices to benefit you, I guess, is what they're telling me. So that's what I'm getting from you. I kind of get like you just, you know, taking care of better yourself. And, you know, of course you get a little bit of fattening here and there, but it's okay to cheat, but just don't overdo it. but if you do like toxin your body, and it's funny that I'm saying toxin, because they're saying to honor your beauty inside and out. So if you want to tox your body, like cleanse your body from inside, like do maybe one of those drinks that you can clear and remove any toxic to cleanse your body, and then do the cleansing from like smudging to maybe sprint from maybe some oil or kind of a, like a spray to spray your outside of your body, and they're telling me to, for you to honor your beauty. Okay? That's what they're telling me to tell you. So that's, okay. And then the one that I was told with the other lady, you do have the jaguar around you, which is a spirit animal. And I'm being told that you, with you, it's different. The perception of the jaguar is telling me that you're looking out in the field and you're being approaching things with caution. Okay? You're approaching things with caution. Okay? You also have the coyote, which represents the trickster. So I would say to be very careful with that, because you're probably going to have a lot of people that are going to try to get you into to some trouble. And there might be people that might be there to help you. There might be people that are going to be there to just, are just trying to throw you off the wrong path. So just be aware that you have that around you. You also have the wolf around you. So there's something about the moon energy with you that I'm picking up. I'm getting the moon goddess around you. And I'm being told that you're, okay, that's crazy, that you're woofing. You're actually being the teacher instead of the student. So you're going to be getting classes is what I'm seeing. I can actually see, I want to say like Zoom classes is what I'm seeing. I feel like you would be a good teacher, and I feel like you're already doing it subconsciously. And I feel like you are doing it. I don't know where you're doing it. Subconsciously, and you're actually doing it on the other side. So when you go to your dream state, you're doing a lot of spiritual teachings. And then I'm being told with all this healthy choices that you're making, it's actually making it better, because you're detoxing your body, so you can clear the energies of what's going on, which, you know, hopefully would not with the retrograde, but in the coming within the next few weeks. So just do that clearing. And I see you doing teaching, and I actually want to say Zoom. I keep seeing Zoom teachings or something to do with some kind of teaching online. So I see a lot of good growth in you.
That makes sense. The I've done Zoom teaching, but I'm planning my first virtual retreat, you know, a number of hours. A number of hours, and I'm excited about that. So anything else you get around that, but also in terms of having the fragrance for my body, remember I created that fragrance for ML, and today is her day. She came to the
Yes, I know that, and you know what's so coincidence? Now tell me this, that you mentioned that. Listen to this, okay? Now, with that being said, now nobody knows what we're talking about, just me and you, unless there's other callers that know about my history. Okay. It's funny that you say that, because her birthday is today. A lot of people are honoring her on their altars. And isn't it just kind of coincidence? Is it kind of coincidence that her birthday is today, and then 2 days later my birthday comes? I mean, that's just so coincidence. And see, at first when I was researching her, I didn't know. I mean, I knew about her, but I just thought it was just so weird, because I was like, are you kidding me? Like, this is insane. Like, and I feel that, like, I'm like, of course I'm the daughter, so that makes me automatically connected. And then if you really think about it, I don't mean to talk about the disaster about tomorrow, but I think with people that are, like, today, the people that are on the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th birthdays, I feel like we're on the very, I'm not saying that the others are not, but I say during this time, people that are born before the event and born after the tragedy, I feel like we're on a very high vibration because we connect to all the souls that died that day, which is tomorrow. And it's just coincidence that you mentioned me, her, because I don't even know where I wish I could talk forever, but I know that we have a time limit. But it's just that being an indigo child and crystal child, it's just the vibration from starting, like you said, you mentioned her today and then tomorrow and then my birthday Sunday. There is so much going on, energy. I'm being told there's a cycle going on. And I remember when we were talking about this with me, you, and Ken on the show for, you know, the time that we did talk, that if you really think about it, turn the year 2021 around. Just turn the year around and see what you get. And if you really look at 2021, it does have a one in there. So if you remember that when, you know, a lot of people predict at the end of the world, 2012.
Right.
So it's kind of crazy that if you flip the numbers around, 2012 is 2021. You just flip the numbers around. So, but I do feel that there is a lot of, I don't even know how to put this because I wish we had more time, but there is so much energy in the air starting today because a lot of people that know a lot about the voodoo, what you just mentioned, there is so much energy going on today from, you know, and I feel like it's all reflecting with how you, I guess, how you react and how you handle tragedy. I don't know if that makes sense, Queen, but it kind of like, there's just so much energy in the air, and I can feel it. I know you can feel it because you're a descendant just like me, and we know that you and I are related in that past. So we know we know what vibration I'm talking about. This vibration, it's different. I can't pinpoint what it is, how the energy is different. It's just there's something different about her birthday. You know, every year that people that know of who we're talking about, her energy is so strong, even on the other side. So she's one person to be reckoned with because she's a lot more powerful in death than she was in alive. I'm not saying that she wasn't strong. It's just that you can feel her energy very strong. And you can smell her fragrance. You can smell like the perfume in the air. I can feel her when she comes because I smell this certain, I smell this kind of odor that I know it's somebody from my past. And now that I'm talking about that, Queen, how do you know that she's around you? Do you get like a flowery smell when you feel her?
I just feel her. It's not a smell. It's a knowing. And what I have done is since I made that fragrance, when I put it on, I'm invoking her energy, you know, so that's very potent and connected to her. So that's giving me another link. Ken wants us to go, but if you still have that fragrance, use it. That I sent you.
And I was going to ask you that fragrance, is it in the big bottle or is it in the little one? Because I know you sent me two of them.
In the little bottle. The big bottle was for like, you could take a bath with it, wash the floor, put it in your hair. You know, it had various, and whatever you felt, but the other one was to wear or to put in a candle.
Okay.
Well, you know.
Yeah, and I appreciate
that. Put it in your body. To wear it is even, because sometimes I'm every day and then I forget, but that's how I bring her in. So I know Kim wants us to go, so I'm not going to hold up the time.
You know, but in case if we do have time, and if Ken allows it, you can listen to the show. And then if you have anything else to add, if we don't get any callers, you're more than welcome to come back. Because I do feel that when we all talk, it's kind of like you bring in a loving kind of mother love energy when you talk about her. So it's funny that you mentioned that. And I just wanted to say thank you for calling in, mentioning her. And I did remember that today was her birthday. So rest in peace, ML. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'll stay on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Queen. Okay. Ooh, I don't know. Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm just trying to take my memory back to that situation and remembering where me and the wife was. And it was kind of, we had tickets booked for a concert. And the concert was at the arena here in Birmingham, England. And it was a UB40 concert, and there was people there scheduled to fly over, you know, as guests. Well, of course, they couldn't because there was a big blockade that was put on, and people couldn't make it. One gentleman that made it out from the States to be in the show was actually, he's on the tip of my tongue, Robert Palmer, and he was there. He made it. I can't remember the name of the guest there that was due to be there and didn't make it. And then I found out later that it had been one of those that actually were taken. I always remember being on a course at the same time as well. I was on a computer course somewhere. That's something else. There's a lady there that was running the course, and it's a personal friend. Had been a personal friend for many years. Off this lady before she became famous. It's kind of crazy because, you know, this lady had, was taking the computer course with us, had actually lived in the States and come to live in England. So, you know, it's kind of crazy how things happen. So, yeah. You know, this is you can always relate to things in some way, no matter where you are in the world, yeah? Okay. Well, our core queue is building up, so we're going to get on with it. Let's see where we are. We'll bring Chris back in, and we should be with Veronica.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. I just couldn't hear you because when he barely brought me back. So what's up? How can I help you today?
Oh yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. And this last time, to make story short, it came out true. If I forgot, this moment, I'm doing five things at once. Multitasking. Anyway. Situation here. So I have two siblings, and the father of siblings, I think they're up to something. I think they're up to something. Something is something is off. I don't know. Can you help me out?
I was gonna tell you what something told me to bring out the totem cards for right now. And I got the dragonfly. So the dragonfly came up and it's telling me that there's an illusion of them trying to cause issues. Okay? They're trying to cause issues around you. So the dragonfly is just giving you a feeling just to be alert and be aware of what they might be up to. And then I got the second one was the hawk, which is a messenger of the gods. So I'm being told to pay attention what is being told to you. Okay? And then when you're doing that, what you need to do is don't put too much energy into it and just be gentle. Because the third card I got was the deer card, which is the deer is representing gentleness. So when you give love and gentleness to the situation goes away. So you don't have to deal with your drama. Because even though they're trying to cause the drama, it kind of like transforms. And it's funny that I'm talking about transforms, because the card that came out was a transformation, which meaning that there's a new change coming from worse to better. So whatever they're trying to do is that this is a step of learning from your experiences and your past challenges. So whatever you're going through, this is kind of like, oh my God, I actually can't believe I just heard that. You're actually like a snake. You're shedding from old skin to new skin. So when you shed, you're actually letting go of all the worries. You're letting go of all the past things that you just look behind you and look, oh wow, look how far I actually came. So when you let go of the issue of what they're trying to do, you take that step back and say, okay, I don't need them in my life. So you take that step back and reflect that how much you've achieved since you've grown. So take that step back and be expressed to be creative in the way how you handle the situation. Because you said that something, when you were asking me, you said something doesn't feel right about it. So what you do is you let go of that situation and you just let it play out and let it shed like a snake. And it's weird. I don't even know why I'm being told to tell you that. But you're shedding the old skin with new skin. So you're shedding bad. You're shedding all the bad, and you're bringing new opportunities for you. And it's funny that you called in, because I did go into this situation, which I'm not going to talk about it. But I learned that some people, I thought they were there for me, were really not. And I'm starting to realize that others didn't do no harm. They didn't mean to do no harm. But I learned that I did not need them. Not because I wasn't better. I just needed to let that chapter part of my life go. And then I have new opportunities, new beginnings. So that's what's happening to you. You're letting go of the past and looking into the future. Okay? That's what I'm being told to tell you. Look into the future. Don't worry about what they're doing. They might be trying to do something to self-sabotage you, and just let go. They're trying to get you into a trap. It's almost like they're trying to put you in a trap, like a mouse trap. But you know how to get out of it, because you're aware of, so you let go of that situation. You avoid it. You shed it. You shed the old of what they're doing and let go. Don't even put energy into it, and look at your new opportunities. And if they have to rearrange or they have to change you to another building, then so be it. But at least you're more happier to where you're not miserable. Because I feel like with you, you're always worried about what people are doing. You need to stop doing that. I know it's hard, but I mean that you need to stop caring about what people are doing and worried about what Veronica's doing instead of what others are doing. Okay? That's the message I got for you. You need to stop caring about what the hell other people are doing. They might try to hurt you and stuff, but let God your protectors, like St. Michael, whoever come to you to let get rid of that situation and just let go. Don't worry about what others are doing because that is a past already. You need to look what's in front of you and see the opportunities. Okay?
Chris, that's marvelous how you said it, and it's very well said, and everything has been recorded in my brain. But real quickly, can you tell me what is the thing that they're trying to do at this present moment?
Honestly, I think they're just trying to get you into a trap and trying to get you in trouble.
You know what it is?
And they're trying to get you fired. They don't like you and they don't want you there. But like I said, don't give them that energy. Don't give them that damn time. You are worth more than what you are giving yourself credit for. So let go of it and reflect back of who you are. I know that you're concerned about what they're doing, but you shouldn't really be. Focus on you. So I'm just giving you heads up that they're trying to get you into trouble and they're trying to get you fired. But don't put into that energy of what I told you. Put all that into from negative and turn it into a positive. And say, if you don't want to be surrounded by them, then tell your manager, can you change my hours or can you put me somewhere else where I don't have to deal with these people anymore? And you're done.
Okay, I got it. Thank you. Good message. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Veronica. Ah, it's gone already. Okay. Right, we're going to take a little break then, ladies and gents. Take a little break because we're at 1 hour and 18 minutes on the clock. Take a little break and see what we got for you. The PayPal button is there for the use of. Please do consider your donations. It helps to keep the shows going, of course. Now let's see what we've got lined up here for you. To find a little piece of music and see if we can drum up some more lovely callers.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play that one for anyone who may be getting married this weekend. You never know. Because that gets played at weddings a lot, that one, doesn't it? It's, yeah. So, very popular at weddings. Okay. Right. Now then, where are we? So, we've taken 3 calls out of 6. So, we're kind of halfway through. And we're going to bring Chris back in. Plus, we're on line 4 now. We've only got 2 left in the queue at the moment. Oh, well. Early days. We'll see what happens. Okay. Kerry.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah.
Hey, just to let you know, I'm having a problem. I was trying to send a payment, but it looks like PayPal, they're telling me to check my card statement for the code. So that's what I'm working on, okay? But I did send the payment. But how are you, Chris?
I've been doing pretty good.
How are you? Okay. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Okay, so right now, let's see. Right now, I know that PayPal's been kind of weird. Some people have been trying to send me money, and people are like, I can't do it. You know, even sometimes I can't do it. Okay, so what I was going to tell you, the rabbit card came out, and what it symbols, and according to what they're telling me, it represents fear. So what you're trying to do... with whatever situation you're going through, they're trying to put fear into you, which you're like the rabbit. So if you come out with peaceful and just trying to resolve the issue, then that's when they're going to be trying to get rid of, then they'll stop throwing that fear at you, because they're trying to throw all these legal issues. But I'm being told, according to what they're telling me, that you will be fine with it. So if you let go of the issue, then that's when you just realize that everything is done. Like, you don't even have nothing to worry about because everything's done. And then what I was told with the butterfly, you're going through a transformation of changing. So once you let go of that fear and you don't show it, where they don't show intimidation, okay, then if you don't let that intimidating get the best of you, you're going to blossom like a butterfly, and you're going to fly away with beautiful blessings. And that's when you let go of the situation and say, okay, you think you get the best of me, but you haven't, because it doesn't have an effect on me. So that's what's going on. And then when you do that, you put prayer and abundance, because the card that came out was a buffalo. So they're giving you, how can I put it? They're giving you earth magic, and they're giving you earth with being grounded, is what I'm seeing. So the rabbit is showing, they're trying to put fear into you, but don't get intimidated by what they tell you, because you're transforming into a butterfly. But right now, you're not a butterfly. You're like a cocoon trying to get out of the situation, of all these legal issues. You're trying to get out until you can absorb all that energy in the cocoon. Once you get out of the cocoon, you turn into a butterfly, and you're like, I'm just going to rub all those haters off of me and all this negative energy off of me, and I'm going to fly away with a happy smile, or happy, just everything's just better for me. And then once you're done, you give thanks to all your goddesses, to whoever you're praying to, give them thanks. Thanks, and I'm being told with that, you're going to get a big lump sum of money. After that, you're not going to even have to deal with that. And then they're showing me that, see, and this is what's showing me again. So basically right now, you have a lot of spirit animals around you. So they're blessing you with love to get you through this situation. I'm being told there's an eagle around you to soar all the issues, and then they're trying to, when everything was resolved, there's going to be peace and harmony, and there won't be conflict with the people that you're dealing with. There's going to be finally some peace and love. And speaking of peace and love, I think that's what a lot of people need during this 3 days, you know, with, you know, how Ken was talking about what happened to him. So when you give people peace of, give them peace and harmony, then you speak your mind and you tell them how you feel. Or you let them know that this is not the way, this is not the way I do things. And if you show love and harmony, they might just give you love and harmony and they will just let you go. Just like the butterfly. But right now you're in a cocoon where I'm getting like the word rebirth. So you're like, in the cocoon you're absorbing, you're getting all the knowledge in the cocoon before you come out of the cocoon. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what I'm being told. You're like in a cocoon right now. But I give it within 3 days, you're gonna be out of that cocoon.
I cannot wait. I will be so happy. All right, that sounds good. And I just have two questions. The first question is this, about the abundance of money, when do you see that happening?
I want to say, I know how you haven't, we haven't really talked, you know, with personal readings, but hold on. I don't know why, but I keep getting the 17th or 16th.
Oh.
I want to say like within the next week. It could be sooner than that, but that's just giving me an estimate of the 16th and 17th. Now, the latest would probably be like maybe the 22nd, 23rd, depending on the paperwork, but I see sooner than that. And that's why I keep seeing the butterfly, too, because the butterfly represents, like, it represents spring, but to me, I feel like we're in spring weather, even though we're going to winter, but you're still in that spring cycle. So everything is going to be before the fall comes. And by the time the fall comes, you'll be settled and you can do whatever you want after that. So everything will be done by before October.
Wow. Okay. That sounds awesome. Okay. And quick question. I'm going to be submitting, this is my last question. I'm going to be submitting a news article. Once I submit this news article, do you see my siblings talking to me, or do you think they just want to not talk to me?
Okay, hold on.
My father has encouraged me to do it, so I'm doing it.
I would say right now they feel like they don't feel like they want to talk to you. But like I said before, and it goes back to what I said, you speak the truth, so you're speaking through your writing. I want to say that they will be speaking to you, but not right away. I think
it's
going to
take them a few years.
I think
it's going to take them a few years because I see my niece and my nephew, they're like older.
Yeah.
They reach out to me when they're older. Fine. It's regarding my childhood, so I have to write this. I'm doing an article, and I see it being printed, so they want to print it, and I'm just going to give it to them and let go. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, and hopefully we can catch up and we can do some private readings, and if not, just let me know, and just
we,
try
we
to tell me what you can.
We can, just PayPal. Yeah. It's just PayPal. I'm going to have to go into the bank tomorrow morning because they sent the code. They sent this on my bank account. I had this issue one time before. I just updated a new card. So the payment is still going to go to anyway. I probably might do a private reading.
Yeah, you know what I was going to say? And I'm just giving you heads up that this happened to a friend of mine, that what they did is that they hacked into her PayPal. They hacked into her Venom. So I would say whoever's got PayPal or Venom, keep a lookout because there's a lot of people that are trying to hack people. so just make sure that when you enter your code, make sure it's not around a family member. or don't let no one use your phone. And if you do have a PayPal, make sure you log out. But I'm just giving you a heads up that they did hack into a good friend of mine's PayPal. I'm not going to say her name, though, but they did hack into her shit. They did hack into her Facebook. They did hack into her, you know, other things that there's no way they could hack. And I told her that it was somebody that was very close that has been around her and like been around when she's been messing with her phone. So with me being saying that, I would say just be very careful when you do transactions. If you're doing them, like if you have, you're doing your PayPal and you're saying you're going to send me money and you're at the park, make sure that nobody's around you because people have a tendency of trying to get a way of trying to hack into people's shit. And the only thing that I'm seeing, I don't know why, but I hope this doesn't come true, but every time I say something, it always comes true. So it's either they're going to do something with magnet of how they're going to hack into your shit, either magnet, something with magnet. And I can keep hearing the word cyber attack. So there must be something that people are going to be doing. I want to say, hold on. In October to December. So there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be hacked more than normal. So just keep a lookout and keep your credit cards next to you because there's going to be a lot of people hacking. So just heads up. So like I said, Terry, just be careful when you do transactions with that credit card or any credit card for that matter.
Okay, credit card. Okay. Anything online, you're saying?
Yes.
I done something silly there the other week. It was so simple that my wife has what they call a debit card, and I have a debit card, but my wife sees actually what they call contactless, and it means that it's got a chip on the front that picks up the sound, and you can they scan that somehow they can charge the card from it. My card, however, isn't. So I went to pay for a meal and I took my card instead of her card out and I tried to put the wife's PIN number because I know it. I tried to do that because I thought, okay, this card isn't working. You know, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't do what it was supposed to do, which was supposed to be contactless. And he says, oh, you're going to have to put the PIN number in. So here's me trying to put the PIN number in. It's like three times and it fails. And it wasn't her card at all. It was my card that had failed. Yeah? So she comes up and I said, well, I'm having trouble with the card here. And she says, you're having trouble with the card because you're using the ravi wrong one. So we have the meal anyway because she finally does that and finds out that I'm using the wrong card. And we have the meal. But then it's like I had trouble with the card after. And it was so simple because I had to go to my local bank and, you know, it's a what they call unlock the PIN. And I'd never done this before in my life, unlock the PIN. You know, it's like, and he took me over to one of the machines inside the bank and he said, pop your card in, put your PIN number in. And he said, there you go. He said, now press unlock. And it was all done in about 5 seconds. And I felt such a bloody idiot. I thought I could have done that at the ATM, you know, if I'd known what to do. But what you actually do is you just press what they call other services. So if ever you lock your card, you go to your ATM, press other services, and in other services there you got unlocked. But it's something they don't tell you. And it's something you don't automatically observe, or you don't automatically know, you know. So if you don't automatically know these things, it's not.
Then you check the name on the back of the card.
Huh?
Check the name on the back of the card.
Yeah, check
the
name. Don't worry, because I wasn't wearing my glasses. And of course, with a contactless card, you don't need to wear your glasses because you don't need to put a pin in. And here's me trying to scan this card, and the gentleman there that's trying to serve me says, "You're going to have to put the pin in." He said, "It's not working." And he turns the card over and he's trying to scan it himself. And he hasn't noticed that it's not contactless. And he said, "There's something wrong with the card there, mate." He says, "It's not registered." So anyway, we enjoyed our meal. But suffered the problem thereafter. And it was quite annoying because I have what they call a card reader at home, you know, that I use when I go online and for various things. It wouldn't read the card. So it was quite annoying. I thought, I've got to get this card unlocked, otherwise I can't pay my bill. And it's kind of frightening, really, I suppose. If you don't know, something, it's kind of frightening. Especially when you think that, I'm not going to be able to pay my bills unless I can get this card working properly, you know. Oh, there you go. Oh, by the way, there's something there on Facebook somebody put up. About what Chris was talking about a little earlier on there, about reverse time and reverse age or reverse years. And there was something on Facebook earlier today about what would your age be if it was reversed? Well, you know, mine would be no different. 66. That is to say. Okay, but yeah. If your age was reversed and you were like 62 and you reverse 62, then you'd be 26. Nice, isn't it? Okay. How old were you, Carol?
I don't know.
How old are you now?
64.
You'd be 46. There you go. Right, okay. It's strange because we're in the second hour. We're not getting new callers, so it's kind of odd. 55 minutes to go. I bring Chris back in, and we have a new caller. We have a gentleman, and we have Brad.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Who am I speaking to?
This is Brad.
Oh, what's up? Hi, Brad. What are you doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
Did we talk yesterday? Through man?
We had some messaging, yeah. And you and I had a session one time.
Okay. Yeah, I remember. What I was told to tell you, was it that crow came up with you, and I remember what it means. So it's the word, the law, so there's going to be some kind of issues that you're going to have to be careful what you attract, law of attraction, okay,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm seeing. And then you have a trickster with a coyote,
mm-hmm.
so there might be people that are going to try to mislead you with your teaching, because I see the wolf card coming out. So it's telling me that you're going through a cycle of wanting to teach, but you have a lot of issues on the side of, like, how do I get rid of this or how do I get rid of that? Or are people doing magic or people doing this? So what I was told to tell you is that focus on yourself and shine your light. And then when you do that, you're actually gonna overwrite what people are trying to do to you. Because as your light, you're almost like fire. You're gonna burn all that negative energy away. And then when you do that, what I was told to tell you is that you're gonna be counting your blessings. Count your blessings for everything that is given and be thankful for living and just be proud of who you are. The other message that I remember telling you last night is, because you read me pretty good, and for you being a starter, I think with you, the only thing I can tell you is I usually don't work people that way, but for you, I will.
Yeah.
Because I've been told by many, many people from the past that I need to do a teaching class, but I never did it because I don't know how to go about it because of, you know, the internet, everything has to be virtue, you know. We'll talk about that later. But I feel like I can probably teach you and use different techniques of how to help you. And then with that being said, you got signs from heaven coming up. So that's telling me that there's people around you, that their presence are around you. Hold on. For some reason. Hold on. For some reason, I kept getting a female, but I did feel like a male for some reason. So there's two people. And then I'm being told that you will be finding dying on your front door or wherever you go. And I keep
finding what?
White, dimes, like money. You're going to be finding
dimes.
Also, I'm seeing like feathers. I'm seeing like white feathers. So there's spirit all around you. What I was told to tell you is don't ever doubt what you feel. You just kind of just believe in yourself, Brad. I feel that you are stronger than what you give yourself credit for. And then I was told the Metron, the Archangel, is going to be clearing the vibes and energy field that you have around you. Because firstly, like I told you last night, even though I was trying to rest my mind, I did feel something.
Yes.
I did feel something, but it's not something to be worried about. Because I think the more that you worry about things, you put energy into the energy that
you're
trying to manifest. So if you clear the energy, or if anybody's trying to do magic or anything, it revokes and it pushes it away. So Metron's telling me that he is going to clear your vibes and the energy field that you have. Also, the energy of your aura needs to be cleansed, which the guys are going to be working on that right now. As we speak, they're going to be working on your aura, because there's been a lot of people that have been trying to, I guess, bring you down and trying to guide you the wrong path. And then it's showing me that there's a new door opening. There's going to be a new beginning. So there's one door is going to close and another door is opening. So it's going to be a new beginning.
Makes
There's
sense.
Going to be a new beginning. I want to see. Hold on. I don't know why. I kept feeling. Okay, they're correcting me. Hold on. I was going to say October, but they said no. They said November is when things are going to start shifting.
Okay.
This is going to be before Thanksgiving, so it's going to probably be, okay, this is kind of interesting. Okay, I'm getting like the 31st of Halloween is a day that you're going to want to pay attention to, because there's going to be a lot of spirits all around. Of course, they're always around on Halloween, but they communicate more during that time, because it's usually the full moon has a lot of energy with it. And then the day after the Day of the Dead, it's going to be very significant with you. And if I remember right, I think November the 2nd is the Day of the Dead, if I remember right. But I do feel like from the 31st to the 2nd, there's going to be a lot of, I want to get like a transition. There's going to be a lot of opportunities coming. Right now, you are where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
And I'm being told that with what you told me last night, I'm going to give you some little validation. And hopefully Queen is listening because Queen is a good friend of mine. I'm going to give you some little validation, and this is going to give you some confidence, okay?
Okay.
When you said that you kept seeing a mother energy to me,
mm-hmm.
I was a female in a past life. I was a daughter of somebody else. So that means uh-huh. that I did probably have kids in that lifetime, which I don't remember, but I remember being a daughter. But I wouldn't uh-huh. be surprised if I did have kids because I was the second right after that. In that past life, I was a daughter, which I was the second one.
Uh-huh.
So I want to say, yes, I did have kids. I just don't remember too much of that. So I'm giving some validation that, yes, I was a female. That's why you connect with me, because I have that feminine frequency through my voice. Because if you saw me, yes, of course, I'm a guy, but the way I move my hands and the way I talk, I have a lot of feminine energy around me.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that goes into the past, from the past, and I bring it into the present. So so that's what I was told to tell you, that
mm-hmm.
you do have the gift. It's just that you need to start trusting them more. And what I'm being told, too, to tell you is that when something is wrong, I'm being told that you're going to get butterflies in your stomach before something happens.
Okay.
You're going to get these knots in your stomach. So that's when something bad about to happen, or you're going to hear something. Once you get knots in your stomach, something's coming. And I'm being told just to be aware and pay attention.
Okay. Can I ask one question?
Go ahead.
Everything you said makes a lot of sense. And thank you for that. Thank you for that validation. It's good to know that to trust myself more. I've been having difficulty in finding exactly which direction I'm going spiritually. I have friends doing all kinds of different stuff. The Crowley stuff, I don't know, there's something too dark about it for me. Something freaks me out about it. And I guess I just would like to know which path I'm supposed to take.
Well, for some reason, even though I don't know your background, because we already talked, at least three times we've talked, even on Sean's show. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, one thing I can tell you, this is what I'm being told. I keep seeing crystals. I keep seeing books. And I keep seeing something to do with a metaphysical store. Everything that's energy, I see you doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but in my head, I keep seeing energy, like a store that has metaphysics, that sells crystals, pendulums, different kinds of crystal skulls. And it's funny that I'm bringing crystal skulls because I don't know if you... Okay, I just want you to do this real quick as I'm talking to you, okay? Just listen to my voice. What I want you to do is close your eyes.
Okay?
And I want you to... I'm going to say some key words. Atlantis. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the crystal skull. I don't know why I'm getting that feeling of crystal skull. I feel like you're a guardian or supposed to be a guardian of a crystal skull. I don't know if you've heard about crystal skulls, but those goes back to the Mayan. So you might want to do some research because I keep seeing a big crystal skull in front of you. And I feel like this crystal skull is going to be a friend. You're going to be able to get that person, the crystal skull is going to have a name. I can't get a name because I'm not really, I can probably give you a name, but I mean, don't forget, it's got to be you to do that. It's got to be you that's got to connect with that skull, okay?
That makes sense.
I feel like
I've spent a lot of time in Mexico and at the different pyramids. I've spent a lot of time.
Okay, there's a validation right there. So, we'll talk later about that because I know our time's up, but we will connect with that crystal skull because there is something that I feel like you need to, it's going to help you to spiritually awaken more. And I feel like that skull is you're supposed to be a guardian of it, and it's going to help you to raise up to your where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
and we'll talk.
Bless you, Chris. Thank you so much. And
you're
very gifted. Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, that's Brad then. Oh, he's gone. Okay. Okay, didn't stay around. Right, let's see where we are. Ramona.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, what's up?
Oh, I have a question.
Go ahead, what's up?
Where do you see my career going by the end of the year? Because I'm expecting big changes.
Go ahead. Well,
go ahead.
First of all, I was told to tell you about the hummingbird. The hummingbird's going to be coming to you. I got the word joy. It's going to be something that you're going to feel, I guess, connected to. You're going to feel like much of joy of what you're going to be doing. Okay? And I do feel that what you're asking about the question, what do I see you doing by the end of the month? I feel like you, for some reason, even though I haven't talked to you a lot, but the thing is, I do feel that there's going to be a lot of energy that you're going to be learning, and that's what it's got. You got the, I can't pronounce the word, blue hog, which I'll send it to you to the text later, but it's the word, the bird represents self-reflecting. It's self-reflecting,
yeah.
I can't even talk, self-reflection. So basically what you need to do is self-reflect on all the experiences that you had. And I know not all of them were positive. I do feel that a self-reflection, you need to reflect on the negative and turn it into positive, even though there was a lot of stories of, you know, people gossiping here and there and that. But I do feel that, like, what happened to me in my way was happening to you, but it was, you had to go through that cycle. Putting that, and this is what I'm being told. The mountain lion came up, and it was telling me to tell you that you needed to put some kind of leadership in the situation. But the thing is that the people didn't give you that kind of space of putting leadership and putting your insight and your input, because they didn't want for you to be in control of them, or for them, or for you to be control of the whole fucking thing, is what I'm being told. And just because of that, you went through a cycle like the same thing I did. Everybody cut their cords.
Yes,
I don't want nothing to do with them because I don't associate with that vibration. Okay,
mm-hmm.
My vibration is completely different from as years have gone by. I do feel that with the cycle of what you're going through, you're going to look at things. This is what I keep seeing. I keep seeing, like, you on the phone, and I keep seeing you look at the mirror. There's something about the mirror that when you look at what you see, you're not happy with what you have accomplished. If there's something that you don't like with that mirror, you can reflect that energy out and have it bounce to the sender and send it back.
Okay.
And then I'm being told, with Michael Jack telling me to tell you, instead of the man in the mirror, it's the woman in the mirror. You need to make that change. It's got to start with you. When you look at that mirror, what can you do to make this world better? What can you do to succeed in life? What can I do with my next career? You need to look at all those words and put question marks. And if you can get that answer, you're going to know where you need to be. But with that being said, I see a lot of growth in you, okay? And I see a lot of good opportunities. And I see, like, and it's funny, without you even saying so much, I do see you doing festivals, and I see you even going to probably, I want to say, like, some Paracons, and you might be there, but you're going to be there as, like, to help them. But then later on, as time goes on, you're going to be there standing on your own to speak, and you're going to speak of your experiences and share it with people that you're supposed to share it with. You're not going to share, you're not supposed to share all this, what I'm telling you, with everyone. You're going to know who and who you're not supposed to share it with.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
And I see with, and I'm seeing, like, in December, there's going to be a major, major change. You're going to be going into next year where there's new horizon coming, but you need to remove all the past and let go of the past. And we're going to look into the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I feel that.
I'm following right along with you. You know, from over this past year, you know,
I have been on the fence with
what I'm doing, because I really never was comfortable with it. I found out that I'm good at what I do,
okay,
but not in the place I'm doing it. Does that make
sense?
Then,
yes, it does. And if I feel, I think I know who you're still with. If I don't say no name, you don't have to say anything. But I just feel that if you're still where I think you are, you need to get out. Because
yeah,
I'm going to tell you why. Because that energy is so toxic that it's not making you grow. That's what I think happened to me when I was at a certain, which I'm not going to say what I'm talking about, but me being confined in that little area,
yep,
I felt like something was there to stop me from growing. And the fact that I left, they did not like it because they knew that they saw something more in me. So they made up all these fucking lies because they were trying to stop my potential. But the fact that they thought it meant benefited them, but it destroyed them and the whole fucking thing with it. And what it did is that they promoted me instead of bashing me. So what I think is going to happen, I hope to God this doesn't happen to you, and I hope they're not mistreating you, but if they are, you need to get the fuck out of there. I'm going to tell you just flat out like that. You need to get out. Your vibration is higher than what they are. They might feel, you might feel like a part of you might feel like they're family, but they're really not. I feel like you're supposed to be doing something higher and in a higher frequency. I don't know if you get that where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I got it.
Because you have people that are not really there for you. They might appear that way because that's how
exactly
they want to represent themselves. But it's all an illusion. It's all an illusion. Once you get out of
the word delusion.
That what?
I said I prefer the word delusion. They're under a delusion.
Yeah.
You know, they're.
And I do feel. Yeah, and I feel that you could do better. I did, and I learned, and I don't know what your how you see me or what you think of me, but that's not important right now. The point is, my energy from back then to now, I've grown. And yes, I did hurt. I lost a lot of people with it, but I looked at it like this. If they were really my friends, they would stick to me no matter what the hell they heard.
Right.
Okay. But I brought so much people to me, and I've gained more. And it's just weird because I've gained so much more, because when I showed you all that stuff that I sent you through Messenger, I didn't have any of that. The only thing I had to my name was my business cards. That's it. Now I've grown and I've lost them, and I'm sharing with the stuff, the merchandise that I have that has my name on it, and I'm publishing it out. So maybe that should be your motivator, and look at something maybe that has your name on it with your own network, with your own producer, with someone that can, that you can trust and get, like, I don't know why I'm being told this, but you need to get a keeper that you can trust And this is going to be hard because with this, you know, pandemic, it's hard to trust anyone with money, but you need to find somebody that you got to show your worth and you got to be able to trust them with the issues that you want. Because I feel like in a way, I feel like you want to do better than them, but you're sticking by hoping there's an opportunity, but that opportunity is never going to come. Why?
Now,
because you're not getting that public.
Change.
Yeah, you're not getting that. You're not getting that public. People weren't. They're noticing you. It's kind of like they're limited of what they're being able to show. But if you step out of that, you're gonna see more potential, and you're gonna. And then don't be surprised if they mistreat you after you leave. And then they're gonna tell you, who the hell did you talk to? They're lying to you. They're telling you bullshit. But you know from the very beginning, you knew that I'm legit, and you know that I'm telling you the truth. Because if I wouldn't be, I wouldn't be. Yeah,
most
so
definitely.
But we can talk about that later.
Okay.
I just know that you have a new journey, and I see it in December. And I actually see you doing, actually leaving sooner than what I see. But I see that you're going to be on your own, and you're going to start pushing yourself back from them. And you're going to start doing your own thing. And they're going to start seeing, okay, well, why is she starting to be distant? Because you feel like you're not reaching out to speaking the truth to the people that you want.
Exactly.
You want to be heard. You want to be seen. And you're not getting that. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you want, you can message me after the show, and we'll talk more about this off the air.
Okay. Thank you so much. You are one of the true talents and gifted people.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk later. And thank you again.
Thank you, Ramona.
I love you, Chris.
All right. Get that one in. Because just as the microphone was closing there, you got that one. Yeah. Righty, okay. Now then, right. We've been joined late. We're getting callers in the last 30 minutes of the show now, and people are starting to call. Amazing.
They always do that, Ken. They always do that.
It's crazy, isn't it? Okay. Oh, dear. Let's see where we are.
And I was speaking of that, Kim, before you take the next caller. That only tells you what I told you a long, long time ago, that you're growing, and you will be reaching out to people. But there will be people that will try and stop you. But don't let them get the best of you, Kim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's been a self-study, Chris. It has, you know, it's like, okay,
yep.
What do I really want? You know, I went away for a month, and you know, I couldn't get away from it. It was calling me, you know, and it kept calling me back, and I think, well, look, it's not what they want; it's what you want. You know, and that's all you got to think about, Chris. It's not what they want, it's what you want, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right, let's see where we are. Somebody's left us. Okay. Carolyn.
Well, hi.
Well, hi.
There's an echo. Can you guys hear me? You guys hear me?
Well, wait a minute. Ah, wrong microphone. Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear
me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you fine.
I hear you perfect.
I think it's the energy that's going on, and I just see that everything's better for you. So do you want me to tell you what I see, or do you have a question for me?
I do have a question, then you can tell me what you see, please. I am driving around right now in my new location, and I'm calling people, you know, asking them about what they've got for sale. I'm looking for a place to settle in.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. Do you see me finding something here? I'm open.
Honestly?
I'm very open.
Okay, hold on. The only thing I see with that is
I want something safe and
secure. Yeah, I want to say, and it's weird though because in my mind, I keep seeing like a big field in my head of where you're driving, and
yeah,
I feel like there's
you got
an
it.
Area, and I feel like there's a bunch of trees, and it's like
yeah.
seems like to me it almost seems like I'm out in the woods, and I
yeah.
feel like there's something further out. And I don't know if there's water where you're at, but I keep seeing a stream of water. It's almost
yeah.
like, I don't know
yeah.
why, but I keep seeing water. Okay, so
yeah.
I personally want to say, I want to see that, I say that there is going to be something that you will be getting in that area, but it's going to be further back in
yeah.
that area. I don't know how many, because I'm not good with miles, but I see...
Okay.
In that area. Now,
okay.
if you're just looking for... Okay, hold on. I don't know why, but I keep hearing the word self-employed.
Yeah,
I am. And,
and you know what? I'm
okay.
just looking for safe
what?
And cheap. Oh, pardon me. Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Is that
oh,
open
bless
field?
You.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's
okay. Bless you.
Thank you. But, yeah, cheap and safe, and I'll go anywhere, really. I mean, within reason. But, yeah, I'm open to opportunity.
Okay, so that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing, like, an open area. I actually want to say, like, there's a lot of plans that you have. And it's weird because in my head I keep seeing, okay, this is weird. I don't understand this, but this is just not for me to understand. They're showing me the Fox card. And they're telling me camouflage. So you need to blend in to feel safe. You need to find a place that you need to blend in. So they're telling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, for
you,
sure.
So if you blend in, it's perfect for you because then you cannot be spotted. You can't be found. So in other words, it's kind of like, okay, this is kind of interesting. What you're going through is they're showing me the bat card, which is rebirth. So you're being reborn, of giving a second chance of starting over and just learning to start over with a location because I feel like you've gone through a lot of pain, pain of people hurting you and backstabbing you and just, you know, and that's what I'm being told. And then what I'm being told with the third card is the goose is that you're sacred. You need to find a place where it's sacred to you. And I'm being told what's sacred goes more into Native American.
Yeah.
Is what I'm seeing. I just feel like you're in the right area. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, this is weird. Okay. I don't know why I'm getting that. Hold on.
Okay,
in my mind, I keep seeing Apache.
Okay.
And then I keep getting Cherokee. So there's, within that area, I keep getting, like, there's a history on the land. And I do see you getting property. And I actually see a business growing out there. But you got to start from
yeah.
the bottom up. So I just
yeah.
feel that you will have a lot of teachings. And then I keep seeing the word reservation. I don't know why I'm seeing that.
Yeah, because it's down here.
Like a... Okay. Okay.
I mean, you know, it's a little bit of a drive. I'd have to look it up on the map or whatever. But it's familiar terms out here. Those are familiar terms.
Because
you know
what I was told to tell you? What I was told is that when you're out of the city, you feel more at home. Just go with what you feel in your heart, because I do feel that you will find what you're looking for of whatever
yeah.
you want to do out there. Because I
yeah.
just feel like when you're, what is the word I'm looking for? when you're in the city, I feel like you're polluted by energy with all the smoke of all the vehicles. So I feel like if you get out, you're getting fresh air, you're connecting to nature, you're connecting to all the native animals and whatever's out there. But just be careful with the area that you choose. Look at the area, and I feel for some reason you've dreamed about this location. Or you're
I'm sure you've dreamed about it, but you didn't,
but it hasn't clicked in yet. I don't know why, but I'm seeing there's two trees. And I'm seeing like a beautiful lake out in the way out further out. And I don't, I'm not good with direction, but I keep seeing I keep seeing west of where you're at is where you're gonna be in that area. West of you.
A what? A restaurant?
West of you. No, west.
Oh, west.
West of,
west
of the area.
Okay.
So,
sorry.
So I just know that there will be something that you're going to be doing there. And everything I'm saying is it will connect you to what you're supposed to be doing. And you will connect with your guide. So it's, and I do feel that your spirit animals of what they're telling me right now, they're going to help you with the situation that you're dealing with. Okay. So
okay.
It's what I heard.
Okay.
So, I feel that there's a Go ahead.
Apache is not an unfamiliar. It's not unfamiliar. You know, that's, I mean, as far as that term goes, you know, in the States out here. And I oftentimes will dream about places that are really important to me where I end up moving to and then staying there for a long time. But I'll see how this works out.
You know what I was told
too
is that I don't know why I was told to tell you this, and this could be with a connection of where you're gonna be. If you find arrowheads, that's where you're supposed to be, because arrowheads come dime a dozen, and when you find them, that means it's very sacred and it's very foundation, like the area is very protected from from Indian spirits and from anything outside of that. So in other words, you're going to have like Native Americans guiding you and protecting you. There might be some activity, but it's not going to be to where anything that you have to worry about, because where you're at, you're in secret land. Just put it that way.
Yeah. I don't think I'm anywhere near something like that. I'd have to go for a little bit of a job, but that's okay. I'm up for exploring.
Yeah.
Hey, the other question I have for you, where I'm staying at right now, how do you see that place? It's like a month-to-month thing that I have, but I'm, I don't know. It's okay.
Well,
you know, it's not.
I'm being told relocate it is what I heard when you asked.
Yeah.
I see relocation.
Yeah.
That's what I got with that. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But I just feel that when you move, you're going to be moving out of the city limits. That's what I'm seeing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't like all
that.
The busy traffic all the time. Oh, God, it just, I know. I was going to look up the number, the population. I mean, it's just, every time you look in the rearview mirror, there's cars behind you. I'm not used to that. And, I don't know. I'm making too much of everything, I think. I'm being too sensitive. And I think for the most part, everyone's been very nice. And where I'm living, I think they're pretty okay. You know, they're okay. It's a little bit of a bump sometimes, but oh well, isn't life? And the bell went off.
Yeah.
So thank you, Chris. Thank you.
You're welcome. And hopefully it resonates and get back to me like by next Friday and keep me informed, because I do see that you will be moving. I won't say like in the fall time is what I'm seeing, because with you being like you're saying it's okay, I want to say it's probably by November or December of this year.
Hope it's better. But okay, thank you, Chris. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Give a shout out to my friend Becky. Becky, if you're watching or listening, thank you for watching and supporting me, Becky, if you're out there, and whoever else is watching me. But I just want to say thanks for everybody supporting me, and I can help for this weekend. I'm going to be partying this coming weekend. So all of y'all guys message me on my birthday and just tell me happy birthday on Sunday. So I'm going to enjoy it.
Wonderful. Okay, yeah. Right, so many happy returns there for Sunday there, Chris, because I know you won't be with me here until next week, so I hope you have a wonderful day there. Right, so we're looking at 18 minutes on the clock. If there's anybody out there that wants a reading, they've got to do it now. Otherwise, we're going to get out of here because there are no more callers. So we're going to say a big, big thank you to Chris once again for joining me. This is your last chance. If you're out there, call now or forever hold your peace.
You know what? You sound like a commercial kid.
Right. Yeah. We'll give them plenty of chance. I think we'll go, Chris, because you know, they say otherwise 15 minutes left and we'll get inundated. Okay, right, so we're going to go while the going's good and we're going to get out of here, ladies and gents. Say thank you once again to Chris for joining me, and you watch the cork cue go bar me now as I play the next piece of music. It happens. It really does.
Mm-hmm.